Welcome, lively viewers, to Vegetarian Elite. On today's program, we are honored to feature the elegant and multi-talented American performing artist, Miss Trina Parks. An actress, vocalist, choreographer, dancer, and dance lecturer, Miss Parks has mastered all of these arts to perfection using her God-given gifts and extraordinary perseverance.
Trina Parks, and I was the first African American Bond girl slash villain. My character was Thumper, and I am a vegetarian, strict vegan, and I just love that you have Supreme Master Television, because I'm definitely going to watch it, because I agree with that.
Then they had a heart as big as a whale.
As a vivacious actress with a unique presence, Miss Parks has appeared in TV specials with famous American actors Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr. She is perhaps most praised and remembered until today for making cinematic history as the first African-American woman featured in a James Bond film, Diamonds Are Forever, starring Scottish actor Sean Connery. Born to dance, Miss Parks has mastered multiple dance styles and traveled the world as the lead performer with a number of prestigious dance companies. On top of it all, Miss Parks has been a vegetarian, and now a vegan, for over 34 years. Although having passed on when Miss Parks had just been born, her mother, an interior decorator, had somehow intuitively known that her unborn daughter would become a performing artist. Miss Parks' father was a great jazz musician who was constantly on tour, yet made the time to instill in Miss Parks knowledge that would bring to life her mother's words.
You're a multi-talented artist sensation, an actress, vocalist, choreographer, principal dancer, and dance instructor. You grew up with a famous saxophonist father and graduated from the New York High School of Performing Arts with a major in modern dance with the Martha Graham Technique. Do you consider yourself born to be a performer? Because you're certainly talented.
Well, actually, it was so funny because I was told by my aunt that my mother said that I was going to be a performer.
Really?
And I actually found this out in my adult life. It had to be maybe 25 years ago.
Yeah.
She told me this.
Wow. You've worked with many different dance companies as a principal dancer. How do you describe your evolution as a dancer through these many experiences?
Oh my gosh, it was so many. Starting out at the High School of Performing Arts, I did my audition for the High School of Performing in New York, but I wasn't sure if I really wanted to do this dance or not, because ironically, I also applied for the Bronx High School of Science.
Which is two completely separate fields.
Separate. Okay. I was very good in getting projects together, terrible in math, but I just was good in science. I just applied for all these three schools and all, I was accepted in the Bronx High School of Science. I obviously was accepted in High School of Performing Arts, and then they asked me to come back and do the dance again. Anyway, that's how it all started in the school. I had the most wonderful teachers, a Graham teacher, Martha Graham teachers. One was a Norman Walker, who was in her company, and one of her dancers in the, let's say, 50s.
Celebrated American choreographer Miss Martha Graham developed a dance technique that went beyond the tradition of classical ballet and pioneered the field of modern dance. Mr. Norman Walker is another choreographer with a living legacy. Miss Trina Parks learned from the best of the best.
Martha Graham used to come to the school periodically and teach. Right. Helen Tamaris, which was in her company, was one of our guest teachers, and I ended up being a soloist in at my senior year, doing her spiritual, Negro spiritual she choreographed way back in the 30s, late 30s.
Right.
I was chosen to do a Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. and they're on reel in Performing Arts Library in New York. But and that started that thing going for me, because from there, I met Pearl Lang. I used to go to the Graham School in New York. Sometimes after school, I would take classes at the Graham School down in the Village in New York. And I also started going to Katharine Dunham School, which is a completely different technique.
It sounds like you've worked very hard in your career.
That I was all about dance.
Yeah.
I was all about dance.
Miss Park shares some of her memorable and humorous moments of performing live on stage. Tales that reveal her winning spirit.
I was with the Chester Whitmore Dance Black Ballet Jazz Company. We were touring Europe. This was about around the 80s. I was wearing high heels in the number that I was doing.
Yeah.
It was my solo song and dance number, right? So I sprained my ankle. But anyway, I came out on stage hopping.
Oh my goodness.
With a cast on. And I kind of stood there. I sat on the edge of the stage and I did the whole dance sitting on, like, on the edge of the stage. Well, I was doing What's Love Got to Do with It. And and then I, if I go down the side and I lifted the leg up like that.
My
and
goodness.
Go, things like that, you know. And the crowd was just roaring.
So the show must go on was really true.
But Mindy had a heart as big as a whale. Howdy, howdy!
I came on with Minnie the Moocher, and then all of a sudden the music stopped. I kept going. Now you're talking about 3,000 or more people. Now they knew backstage that something was going on with the music, and I said, oh my gosh. I kept singing louder and louder. And a whole audience, I mean, they were just clapping. I didn't do that. I just kept going. I mean, what are you going to stand there and, okay, where's the music? No!
No.
You got an audience there. So I just kept going and going and louder and louder, and I got to the right very end section of the song. Mm-hmm. And the music came back on, and I was right on
to the harmony.
Music.
Wow.
I surprised myself. Wow. And I was, oh God, I thank you, God. And I got a standing ovation. I bet you did. And I just, I almost clapped myself, you know, when I was leaving.
That's amazing. I always feel that a true singer really doesn't need music, because your voice is the music itself, isn't it?
Really? Right, that's so true.
Yeah,
right. And I've done Broadway, you know, a lot of Broadway and the theater and all, and you project, because you know how to breathe anyway from my dancing experience, from the beginning of dancing. You're breathing from your abdomen, not your stomach, all through, and it helps in your singing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so, you know, this is what I have been trained to do for years before.
Yes,
so you project to the last person in the audience.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's what I did.
Wow.
Miss Parks accredits a part of her natural abilities to her talented father, Mr. Charles Frazier, a jazz musician who performed with the legendary Duke Ellington and also played lead sax for the famous Cab Calloway Orchestra. When her father took young Trina to her first piano lesson when she was 9 years old, little Trina jumped up from the bench and started to dance instead of staying seated to practice the piano. Needless to say, dancing came very natural to her from the very beginning.
My father was in Chicago with Cab's band when I was born. He taught me so very much about loving, and he's a musician, and he's been around everything. He played with Cab Calloway. He was Jimmy Lunsford before that, Chris Calloway back in the 30s and 40s. But he knew all the people, you know, the singers, you know, Dinah Washington. He played at the Apollo several times, you know. And he taught me to be very humble. Daddy didn't smoke, and he taught me those values. the values of being honest, being straightforward with people. I knew all kinds of music, because he taught music also. He taught classical music because he played the flute. He played all the wind instruments. He ate healthy. He did. And he was so much of an influence to me, character-wise. Loved children, he loved animals.
Miss Parks is indeed like father, like daughter, in more than a few ways.
Absolutely. And I love animals. I've always had a cat.
Yeah.
I love cats. I love all animals. I get along with them really well. I think that, you know, they're like children, you know, they're innocent creatures. And,
yes.
And they're loving, and unless they have a master that makes them not, I think that they're most, in most cases, they are.
Yeah.
You know, and they can be wonderful, wonderful companions, especially like the people in hospitals and all. Mm-hmm. You can mm-hmm. see how they have animals come to hospitals mm-hmm. and do that and befriend mm-hmm. The people in yes. hospitals, just the senior citizens and all.
When did you become a vegetarian and why?
Well, I've been a vegetarian mm-hmm. since about mm-hmm. 76. Mm-hmm. I met someone that was really way before his time. He was into the raw whole thing back, that was 70s, okay? And he started to educating me about meats and what would give me a book to read, and you know, when they do kill the animals, what animals poisons get into each one, and the least is other fish. And so I would say in 76 I stopped weaning off of all meats, and then the last was fish.
And what changes have you noticed since becoming a vegetarian?
I mean, I feel lighter. Yeah. And a whole nother body feeling. You don't feel like you're sluggish, you know. I didn't really eat that much meat even before, fortunately. And I remember when I was doing this Broadway, I was eating a hamburger, and that hamburger did something. It just messed my mm-hmm. stomach up. So I was thinking about something. I don't need all this stuff. I don't need this. My breakfast, I'll have all organic foods, but I'll have like organic cereal, and I drink soy milk because I don't drink dairy, no dairy, and I'll have blueberries, cranberries, and peaches in my cereal in the morning. At 5 after teaching, I'll come and I'll eat. Maybe at 6, maybe 7, something. And yeah. I'll have the veggie burger, some greens. I love collard greens, and I don't eat any fried foods. Veggie Franks, I get them at the health food store. Mm-hmm. Veggie chili. Everything that's, to me, a natural, coming from the earth, coming from nature all around, is the most healthy for mm-hmm. you as a human.
Delightful viewers, this concludes today's edition of Vegetarian Elite. Please join us again next Saturday, February 26th, to find out more about the vibrant life and dazzling career highlights of the gorgeous vegan performance artist, Miss Trina Parks. She'll share more about her thoughts on her plant-strong diet, what it's like being in a James Bond film, her spiritual outlook, and her work to inspire the next generation of performers.
What goes in, you know, mm-hmm. you know, always shows out on your face. A lot of people that have problems with their skin, and all, mm-hmm. it's what they eat. It, mm-hmm. You know, it's a lot of what they mm-hmm. eat. And most of the time, you're in line in your life with mm-hmm. good spirits mm-hmm. and God-like qualities. You'll bring that to you. And it will show through your body, through your face, and through your actions and all that. And that's the way I like to be.
That's my story. That ends this song. She's a good old girl. Hurry, hurry.
Thank you for your pleasant company today. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples, here on Supreme Master Television. May your inner beauty and grace shine forward to illuminate the world.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com. /BE.